When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know, a good reminder for you listening at home, if you want to do something on one day, the day before, you should write it down instead of just trying to remember it. That way you might actually do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the song.
No, he forgot.
No, I didn't forget. It's just a lot of extra work the day before Thanksgiving.
See? What?
Your mic's not on.
Yeah, you go.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I know.
We'll get to it on Monday or something.
All right. This guy, he's going to be the death of us.
It's Tuesday because it's Monday. We're at Chickies.
See, this is why your baseball career didn't go anywhere, Fritz. Because you're satisfied with good instead of great.
Listen, I tell everyone, I'm above average at a lot of things.
Yeah.
Not great at anything.
Well, that is actually fair. That's fair. Yeah. All right. Now, normally, Sheil Kapadia joins us on Thursday, but we're not going to be here tomorrow. So we had Sheil Kapadia join us today at 3. Sheil, sponsored by Dr. Raffi and Precision Hair Restoration. You'll keep losing your hair until you stop it. Dr. Raffi can help you get your confidence back. Visit PhillyHairMD.com today. Sheil, how you feeling, buddy?
Doing well, guys. How you doing?
Great. We are great.
What up, Sheil?
So Jack and I have talked ourselves into a loss on Sunday for the Eagles
being good.
In that we think they're going to lose at some point. Better sooner rather than later. Maybe it helps expose some flaws you didn't know about. It's an AFC team rather than an NFC team. Honestly, don't want the pressure of winning out. Would rather go into the playoffs with another loss under their belts. And maybe, just maybe, it refocuses them and they're not susceptible to all of the national and local publicity talking about how they're Super Bowl contenders now. What do you think about that theory?
That is some deranged Negadelphian thing that I can appreciate as someone who, you know, grew up here. I understand where it's coming from, but I disagree with it. And it actually goes back to something Ike was pointing out like 3 weeks ago when we were having the conversation about Eagles versus Lions, and do the Lions have an edge? And I said, no, I think the Lions are the better team. And then I remember Ike asked me, well, what about if that game's played at Lincoln Financial Field? And I thought, oh, okay. Jared Goff outside in January with that crowd?
Yeah. Tiny hands.
That changes my opinion. So I actually think that home field advantage this year in the NFC is bigger than it's been in a long time because no one has really gone to Detroit in that stadium, indoors, and slowed down that Lions offense. It just basically has not happened, not just this year, but last year as well. Now, on the other hand, if he's got to come to Philadelphia and it's cold outside and the way this defense has been playing and the way the Eagles have been running the ball, I like the Eagles' chances a lot more. So, no, I don't think, you know, if this were a different situation and you said, hey, they have no shot at the one seed, they're not going to get home field anyway, then I could get, you know, with your thinking a little bit more. But there's a lot at stake every week here for the Eagles to keep the pressure on the Lions and try to get that one seed.
All right, Sheil. So Eagles lose Brandon Graham for the season on Sunday. A loss in the locker room and as a person, but of course on the field, you could argue he's been their second best player on the defensive line this year. If you're Vic Fangio, how do you replace Brandon Graham's snaps?
It is tough. It's almost one of those where if it happened before the trade deadline, you could make a move. I mean, you know, there, like you said, there's a lot of talk about what he means with his energy and leadership and all that, but the guy was playing like 45% of the snaps, to your point, and he was one of their most productive pass rushers. You could play him in different spots. So I really think it's going to have to be sort of a committee approach, you know. Maybe the young guys, does Jalix Hunt get some snaps in there? Does Nolan Smith, he's obviously going to have to play more right now. Does someone like Milton Williams, when you're facing a running team and it's first or second down, does he go out there? a little bit. Zach Bond, like there's no great answer I can really give you. I don't think Vic Fangio has a great answer either, but I will give him credit because he's done a great job of figuring out what each player does well and putting them in position to succeed. You've seen that with guys like N'Kobe Dean, Cooper DeJean. We can go through the list. So I don't know who it's going to be. I think they might mix and match a little bit and try to figure out what exactly is going to work, but it's just tough because they're thin there and they don't have an obvious choice to replace Brandon Graham right now.
Speaking of, you know, potentially missing guys, and I know Brandon is definitely out, but we could potentially be missing Smitty for another week. Here, did not practice today, was just out watching practice. And the thing that I'm looking at, Shiel, Baltimore is a good run defending team. And so do we come up against a team that finally forces us out of the run game? And if they do, what's the confidence level in being able to throw the ball with Smitty being out against this vulnerable Ravens pass defense?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. If you were just a random team and you were facing the Ravens, you would probably game plan to throw the ball a lot against them because, like you mentioned, their splits are pretty drastic when it comes to they're very good at stopping the run, but they have given up more explosive pass plays than all but like two or three teams in the entire NFL. So you can push the ball downfield against them in the passing game. Now, if you're the Eagles, you're running the ball so well and your offensive line is playing so well that I don't think there's a team in the league where you go into the matchup and say, hey, we're probably not going to be able to run the ball. So, yeah, you obviously try to do that. But I thought last week was very good for Jalen Hurts in the passing game. I know he didn't have to throw a lot, but there was stuff there on film that I really liked, beating the blitz to A.J. Brown for an explosive play, you know, getting out of the pocket and not just scrambling, but also throwing on the run and then making plays with his legs on third down. So I thought it was a very encouraging performance from Jalen Hurts. And you might be right. This might be a game where, yeah, the running game might be okay, but you're not going to be breaking off, you know, 50, 70-yard runs like you were last week, and so you're going to have to throw the football. And then the other thing is you're probably not going to completely shut down their offense, which is playing at such a high level. So I think everything here points to a close game, and it will be a test for the passing game. But based on last week, I at least think there's some encouraging signs there.
Shiel, you mentioned going back and watching the game, and I know you go back and rewatch it. The Eagles' run game has been dominant. Is there anything that you see? Because I think people tend to think it's a pretty simple thing. They have a dominant offensive line. They give it to Saquon and go. Are they doing anything? Is Kellen Moore scheming anything that you see that is particularly creative in the run game, or is this just sort of a brute force thing?
Yeah, I think the variety they have is a big thing. You know, a lot of teams, they'll kind of lean on one type of run, and then they'll have different change-ups off of it. The Eagles have almost every run you can imagine in their playbook, and they'll switch from one scheme in the first quarter to another scheme in the third quarter, or the defense is playing them a certain way, and all of a sudden on a possession, they'll come out with different types of runs. So whether it's shotgun, under center, they're in pistol, and then all the different types of run schemes, including the one that involves Jalen Hurts. So to me, it really is a credit, and I know we've talked about him for over a decade now in this city, but Jeff Stoutland, I'm just amazed that they're able to teach all these different runs because it's not simple. It's not like, hey, we major in these one or two runs and we're going to run them every week no matter what. No, it's a bunch of different schemes that they use, and it's really hard to get an entire offensive line on the same page with the running back and be able to execute at a high level. And they're just putting on a clinic with that week in and week out. Last week, obviously, being the biggest example this season.
All right, Shiel, we need your official prediction for Sunday. Baltimore not looking quite as good as they did a month ago, but still a test for the Eagles. What is the official Shiel Kapadia prediction?
Yeah, I think these are two of maybe the five or six teams that can actually win the Super Bowl this season. That's where I'm at with the Eagles. That's where I've been with the Ravens here. I think it's going to be a heavyweight matchup. There's a couple things I like for the Eagles. Like I said, I think they're going to be able to push the ball downfield offensively. And defensively, I think they can load up against the run to try to stop Derrick Henry and have confidence in their cornerbacks that they can match up with those Ravens wide receivers. So to be honest, I'm just sick of, you know, trying to predict when the Eagles lose and then they win every week. So I'm going to go. It's Thanksgiving. You know, I want to go earn some brownie points with the audience. I'm going to go with the Eagles. I'm going to go with the Eagles, 24-23.
Classic homer.
A game that comes down to the final minutes. I really think we have a chance to get a classic, one of the best games of the season.
Now, Shield, final question. Everybody knows you as a manly man who is also in touch with his softer side. So can you think of a movie? Because I mentioned on yesterday's show that I teared up a little bit at the end of Gladiator 2. Can you think of a movie that you cried during?
I can't. You know, maybe Forrest Gump back in the day might have got to me a little bit, but since then I've become mostly emotionally unavailable. I don't feel things, you know, as I grow older. So I'm not lying. I'm not trying to be a manly man. That just happened to me. I don't know. I got all my emotions out at an early age, and now I don't feel many things. If that's happy or sad, I don't know.
Wow. It's kind of depressing.
No, I'm with you. It's been a while. I mean, I cried for Titanic. That was back in the 90s.
Yeah, that's 25 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a while, yeah.
Yeah, all right. All right, Shiel. Well, you're either a liar or you need to see a therapist, one of the two. So
maybe both.
All right, Shiel. We appreciate
you.
Have
a good Thanksgiving.
All right, brother. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, there he is, Shiel Kapati. I kind of believe him, actually.
Yeah, he's talked about he's pretty emotionless.
Yeah.
Listen, I think, see, now listen, crying is that's a huge leap, man.
Yeah, it's a big leap.
Yeah, it's a big leap.
It's like a good well-up fest.
Or, I mean, there's movies where you like, you feel something, and the ending tugs at your heart a little bit or something of that nature, but to actually shed a tear.
Can I be honest with you guys? I probably shed a tear like 2-3 times a week.
A week?
Oh, stop it.
When I'm driving home.
Well, what are you doing?
My dog is 10 and a half, and I worry sometimes that he's not going to, that I think about my dog, and it screws me up. I walked into the house the other day, and Val was like, what are you crying for? I'm like, I'm fine. I don't even know what you're talking about. It's because I was thinking about the dog on the way home.
I will say this.
Yeah.
Probably about 2 years ago, you know, and not to get, for everybody to get all sentimental.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Or anything. But after my mother passed away.
Right.
Like that year.
Oh, probably everything.
I didn't
everything.
Find myself. Like, it could be anything. Watching the teeth, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And you just all of a sudden get tingles, and you're like, am I crying? So I had about a year where that was going on for about a year.
I can imagine that.
Where you just, all of a sudden, I was in touch with that side of my brain.
And that side of the brain hasn't been used. It's like, what is this?
Yeah. Like, yeah, hold on, what's going on?
What's going on, tough guy? This isn't the Titanic.
Seriously, man. I don't know what it is. You know how you can be watching something and stuff just, it triggers you?
Yes.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, love you, Mom, but I got out of that phase, man. I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Why is I crying? Well, his DoorDash is 9 minutes late today, and it's been a tough year. What are you going
to
say, Jack?
Well, it's like Mark used to say that he watched an episode of Leave it to Beaver and was crying in front of his kids.
Yeah, he...
Whoa!
Yeah, he had this thing with the older TV shows.
Oh, really?
He loved those. I mean, Leave the Beavers is not a tear. Now, the one episode of Fresh Prince, I think, is the only one that maybe you well up at.
Fresh Prince?
Where it was like, why doesn't he want me anymore? Remember that?
No.
Oh, no, that was real.
That's a real
dad.
Episode.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, I don't remember.
That might have been Will's best acting on the Fresh Prince.
Many people have said that was
best acting.
Yes, with
Ben Vereen. Remember Ben Vereen was his dad.
Yes, of course.
So, yeah, he did the episode where he was like, well, why doesn't he want me anymore? Why doesn't he love me? Yeah, at the end to Uncle Phil, you know. Yeah, that was, look at Jack.
Yeah,
what,
no,
what a
no
pull.
Big deal.
Yeah, I didn't expect you to pull that one, brother.
Yeah, where did you read about that?
I saw it on Twitter, honestly.
Okay, yeah.
I saw it on Twitter.
Yep. He's not even kidding. Andy in Westchester, you're on WIP.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, guys.
What's up, Andy? Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving.
You guys got me all sad now. I mean, I'm
sorry.
Well, yeah, like, yeah, that's, all right. That's what we're aiming to do today.
Tough
yeah.
football, guys.
I didn't mess it all in the family, though, so I'm a prizeman.
You're a Kreisman?
Yes. So I've been getting pushback. I've actually been trying to bring this up with you guys for a couple of weeks. I've mentioned before, like, I need to know the rules about show loyalty and things like that, because I listen to everything. I'm kind of like Switzerland.
Okay.
And I see a void in your show that I'm trying to fill, and I'd like to be Charles from Mount Airy.
Charles from Mount Airy? Oh, opposite. I just caught on to that. Yeah. It's opposite of Chuck. I'm like, what?
I enjoy sitting on hold because you get to hear the show uncensored.
Yeah.
You know, I love Embiid. I love Hurts.
Wow, you're like the bizarro Chuck.
Yeah. Well, I could go the other way, too. I've been working really hard on my Tracy Morgan impression, so if you want me to be Chuck, then...
No, you don't have to. How tall a gentleman are you?
I'm 5'9".
That's okay. That's way taller.
What do you need?
Yeah. You can be Charles from Mount Airy. That's cool. Hey, change his name in the system, Jack. Andy, so what do you think? You think a loss might be a good thing for the Eagles or no?
I'm a midday guy. What's that?
Don't push it. Yeah.
He was doing well until you said that.
You said you were Switzerland.
I'm loyal to my shows. I'm loyal to you guys with Charles from Mount Airy.
Okay. All right.
All right.
So what do you think? So, you think a loss on Sunday might be good?
No, I think that's stupid.
Okay.
Channeling my inner Chuck.
Well, tell him why. Tell him why, Andy.
Yeah, yeah. Come on.
Why is because it's. I think the idea of, you know, waiting for the other shoe to drop is just silly. You know, we're sitting here thinking that the team doesn't think that way. They're looking at the next game. So they could win out, and it doesn't matter to them. The next game is their focus. I mean, I think that's what Sirianni's been preaching the whole season. That's what the whole theme of the team seems to be. Next game, next game. So I don't know. I think you need to win every game, especially considering that we're chasing the Lions.
Yeah, I think that the Lions thing is compelling for sure. The number one seed thing, keeping that alive is compelling. I guess I just don't think – I don't want them to go in. I think there's a big difference between me saying that I want the Eagles to go into the game and purposely lose. That's not what I'm saying. I want them to focus on each game. And Sirianni's done a good job of that. I just think with every consecutive win – all of that becomes a little bit more difficult. And I felt this change in, not just locally, but in the country about the way that everybody talked about the Eagles.
Sure.
And I sort of felt...
Definitely a change.
Yes. And they're number three on the ESPN Power Rankings this week.
Yeah.
Now people are saying that Saquon is not only an MVP candidate, but a lot of people are saying he's the favorite. You know, Kostos is on here painting the picture about how he could become the favorite this weekend. And I felt this... nice little groove that they were in where everybody was doubting them and it kept them focused. And I guess I worry a little bit about them thinking they're as good as everybody else thinks they are and their foot coming off the gas. And I think if you're going to lose any game, this game feels like one that is tenable, is timed correctly. Again, I'm not saying go out and lose on purpose.
No, and they're not going to do that anyway.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I guess my thought
just
is...
just mix one in.
Yes, mix in a loss here and there.
So, Ike, I'll defer to you because...
Yes, come talk to me, Andy. Yes, talk to me. Yeah.
Put us in a room. I'm pretty sure everyone's going to figure that three of us weren't in the NFL.
Yes.
So, Ike,
yes.
Did that ever get to you? Did you hear the noise? Did you... lose
no.
focus because people thought you were great? So
no.
Yeah, but it's also way different. I mean, he only had newspapers back then. And we're talking about social media, 24/7 debate shows.
I can't even argue that.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Hold on. We had newspaper and the radio.
Yeah, it was, and TV. Like, he wasn't.
We are in Philadelphia.
Yeah, he wasn't.
You can't escape it.
He didn't play football in the 20s.
WIP radio?
People would hit you on your pager to call him so they could tell you something.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you, Andy, on this, but I understand what their overall thinking is. It's really to get a loss out of the way, to get refocused. I'm just not. Hell, I'm looking at the schedule. When would I be okay with that? I don't want them to lose to the Panthers. I don't want them to lose to...
I think you would say the final game of the year if the playoffs were locked up.
Yes. Right. Get me to that Giants game.
And in the Panthers game, I'm not even sure the Eagles still have the quarterback advantage.
What?
You seen Bryce Young recently?
Oh, come on.
Oh, man, stop it. All right.
I'm not even going there.
Yeah, see?
By the way, can you imagine...
He does look better, though, to your point.
Yeah. Andy, give us a movie you cried during, and then I want to present a scenario to Ike.
Okay, it doesn't have to be a Nowhere movie, right?
No,
any movie.
Okay, Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, that's a good one.
Ooh, that is. Now, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
So, on my way out, I just want to tell you guys, yo, Spike, yo, Ike, yo, Fritz, happy Thanksgiving.
There he is, Charles from Mount Airy.
Punk.
All right, thanks, Andy.
Punk. That's one of my favorite Chuck Punks right there.
Yeah.
And the Johnny Marks, he was a jackass. Remember that one?
Yeah, Jack's looking for that.
I took that one off the board.
Saving Private Ryan, though.
Yes.
Come on, man.
Yes. Good flick. Yeah.
Come on, Jack.
What was the crying moment during that?
Huh?
I'm trying to remember the movie.
Well, Tom Hanks got killed at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there's the spoiler.
What, you never seen it?
Movie's 30 years old.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
You can't spoil movies. I've seen Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, Private Ryan's a pretty good one. That's a real good one.
So let me paint this scenario to you, because you mentioned the Giants game is the last game of the year.
I'm not thinking about Tom Hanks. I'm thinking about Sizemore. Remember when they got shot at the, when they were battling on the bridge?
I think that was Tom Sizemore,
right? Yeah, yes. Yeah.
So let me paint this scenario to you. Last game of the year is Giants game, right?
Yes.
Okay. So let's say Saquon has 2,030 yards, and he is 90 yards away from the NFL record for rushing yards. He is also neck and neck with Josh Allen for MVP, and he is playing his former team at Lincoln Financial Field. Let's say that game has zero playoff implications.
Right. We're already locked into the 2 seed.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
You'd be surprised. I've actually thought about this already.
I'm not surprised at all.
It is the worst case scenario.
It really is.
Because, to your point, there's nothing left to play for but individual stuff.
Yep.
And it's...
He can't play, right?
You
can't. But MVP bets.
How do you not play? How do you not play when you're that close to the rushing record?
The MVP and against your former team.
I know. Yes. So the only time in recent memory, I remember something like this was Devontae. Remember the last game of the year? It was meaningless, and he let him go out there.
He did. To set the rookie record, but not to get 1,000 yards.
Yeah, it was to set the rookie record for receiving yards.
Yeah.
But Saquon could break the rushing record.
Yeah. I know. And that was a team record, not an NFL record.
That
Devontae broke.
Pass Eric Dickerson.
How long that record has been there? Since the 80s.
Yeah.
So what do you... I think Saquon would say, it's okay to sit me.
Oh, Lord. Here's the hardest part.
He gets hurt.
No doubt about it. I understand it. I don't even want to utter the words. That's why I haven't said it. I don't want to utter the words. But how about this?
Yeah.
What if he's at 19? What is it? What if he's at 1980?
You just want to get over 2,000.
Right? He has to get the 2K.
But here's what happened. Here's the problem with that, right?
I got to get that 2K.
Let's say they put him in for the first drive, and he has two rushes for 6 yards.
Yeah.
And then you got to throw him out there again.
Yeah.
That
team is going to want him to have 2,000 yards. That whole team, I guarantee you, is going to Nick and saying, you know what?
It's the second time the offensive line would go and talk to Nick.
Yes.
Yeah.
That team is going to Nick and saying, we want this. Because they want it. If I'm the offensive line, and that's why I brought it up to Jordan, I know Saquon gets all the accolades and everything behind it, but it's like O.J. Simpson with the electric company. He was the juice. They were the electric company. Yeah, it's offensive line.
This is their record,
hell
too.
Hell yeah, it's their record. It's the offensive lineman's record to break that record and be attached to that all time. This record has stood for like, when I think it was broken like 87. I think Eric Dickerson set this record.
I was going
like
to say 40 years.
Yeah.
40 years.
It's been almost 40 years, man.
And what I hope wouldn't happen, another scenario there, I hope the Giants wouldn't do what Favre did.
Let them do it?
They ain't letting them do it.
Nah.
Yeah.
That was bogus and corny, yes.
It was.
Yeah, yes, but I don't think they would do
I remember
it.
That, too.
I don't think they would let him do it. And I
don't
think
fact, they would want to stop him from doing
it. Yes, I don't think he plays.
I think he would. I think
Let me tell you what I would be doing all week.
Yeah, saying play. He should play.
Damn right.
Well, we have our show planned out for that week. Jack, write it down.
Yeah, I'm all on it, man. Come on, man. Right? We got to go get to 2,000.
Yeah, I think so.
Come on, Spike.
No.
Well, listen, if he's 20 yards away, he'll be fine. The Giants are going to play. They're soft anyway. They just said they're soft. They're not going to hurt Saquon.
Now, the record is 21-05.
21-05, I know.
I'm saying.
So can he get 100, can he get 130 yards?
Man, Saquon's at 1,400 yards right now.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you can't. You can't. All right. You can't.
Nick's not going to know what the hell to
do. Oh, poor Nick. Nick would be begging the offensive line to come in and tell him what to do.
If he
begging.
Runs.
Hey, guys, what do you think? Do you guys want to have a meeting in the office by any chance?
With Nick's luck, he's going to play Saquon.
He's going to get hurt.
Yeah, and then people are going to want Saquon get one Nick fired.
I wouldn't be able. I would feel bad with that because I know I would be the loudest one on the radio saying he should play.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
All right. All right.
Well, and there's nothing against getting to 2,000 in 16 games.
No, do it in 16 games.
I mean, Eric Dickerson did it in 16 games.
Yes, do it in 16. Break the record in 16 games. That's why we don't have to worry about it.
Yep.
All right. And if they have the one seed.
And it would be against the Cowboys.
He's going to have the MVP anyway if they have the one seed.
That's true.
All right, so the game is 5 days away. And I said to the guys, we do not need Tornado Shapiro's game day forecast because we're 5 days away. I was voted off the island.
Yep.
So you have Tornado Shapiro's game day forecast next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.